Hey, the Jay Thomas Show podcast is coming up. It's brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And I'm hanging out with my buddy. Everybody knows him as Hot Tub Vinny. Vinny, you got more than just hot tubs and saunas and, of course, the splash super pools. You've got the gaming. We're talking pool tables, air hockey, foosball. The list goes on and on. But you also, in your stores, have all the supplies people need, whether it's the chemicals to keep your outdoor toys going or it's pool cues, balls. You have it all in your store. It's a one-stop shop for fun.
Yeah, it is. And we're open 7 days a week because we know when you own a hot tub or a swimming pool, especially, you want it to be easy. You want it to be ready to use when you're going to use it. And that's what we do. We try to make this an easy, great experience for you and to keep it easy as you use it month to month. And then we, like you said, we have all the products for your game room needs and everything. Grilling needs.
Big green egg.
Everything is in stock. And like I said, we're open 7 days a week because you never know when you're going to be in town and you need some water care assistance.
Or care for your, you know, foosball table or pool table or whatever it might be. And your staff is very well trained. They can answer questions. Don't ever feel like, well, I don't know if I'm going to get the answer. They'll give you the answer. And you don't have to be a customer of Hot Spring Spas for them to help you out.
Nope. Anybody. The word travels fast. So if you're having a good experience with your hot tub or your pool, wherever you bought it, you'll tell other people you should get one.
There you go. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Where are you located, Vinny?
We're in West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. All right, now, the Jay Thomas Show podcast. Jay Thomas Show, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Coming to you on location, the beautiful Hebron Brick Supply building here in West Fargo, and we've been waiting for this one, and we're just less than an hour away from everything opening up to the public. It is the second annual Hebron and Allsager Salute to Service Community Picnic for our veterans, also for Honor Flight. And man, this place is crazy out here. We got tents galore, we've got food galore from Allsager Meats, Brutus Brick House. They've got their big beer wagon out here. The 60s guys are going to take the stage here. I think they take the stage at 3. They're going to be playing all afternoon long. This goes till 7 o'clock tonight. And I've got some great vehicles out here, too. We got a, Ronnie, was that 1943? What is that thing called?
A half track.
Half track, a military vehicle. We got to see it at cruise night, and it's been restored stunningly. The thing is gorgeous. Of course, the old classic, I don't know what that 50, what year 50s that is. It's an international pickup truck. It's for a Hebron pickup truck. It is really, really cool. Family-friendly atmosphere. You can meet local veterans and Honor Flight volunteers. They're out here. We got raffle prizes, electric golf cart, as a matter of fact, a Henry rifle, plus other goodies that are going to be raffled off. And again, bring the family out. Free will donations. They stay local and help veterans experience the Honor Flight. And we also, we got to thank, boy, there's a lot of sponsors for this. The big one, of course, I'm fond of the company because my son Ty works for them. Groundworks, and we're going to talk to Chad Matthews here in just a little bit. Groundworks, formerly known in this area as Innovative Basement Authority, they assist homeowners with foundation, basement, and concrete issues. Groundworks, they believe in strengthening communities, and that includes honoring the people who have served our country. Community support is essential, whether through volunteering, attending events, donating, or simply taking time to thank a veteran for their service. We're honored to support this year's Honor Flight Picnic and the incredible veterans it celebrates. Once this is complete, you know what? Get on the phone, call them. You got a basement problem? They can fix it. I'm telling you, Chad was out here, and people are coming up and talking to him already. Hey, you fixed my mom's basement. Hey, you fixed our basement. They do fantastic work, and Chad will join us in a little bit. All right, let's get right into it. 701-293-9000. That's our Thor Building Studio Line. Post-frame construction for ag, commercial. They'll even do residential work. Thad and crew, they do fantastic work. ThorBuildings.com. You can email us anytime. studio@wdayradionow.com. That is our Red Wings Boot and Shoe Studio Inbox, 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo, where Teresa and her fantastic crew will take care of all your feet and needs, so to speak. Custom fit orthotics, Red Wing boots, shoes. Also do repairs. They have the accessories, and they're open Sundays from noon to 4. That phone number, that email, no matter how you're listening, whether you're listening here on our flagship 970 WDAY, you're listening to us on Western North Dakota on 1090 The Flag, or you're listening here in the East and South Dakota throughout Minnesota on AM 1100 The Flag, that's the phone number you use, 701-293-9000. Hey, we've got another big event coming up, and I guess I could say it is officially, it is on. If you go to WDAYRadioNow.com or AM1100TheFlag.com, and this is very limited, Brantley Gilbert is taking a stage at the beautiful lights out here in West Fargo, the Essentia Health, what do they call that thing?
The Essentia Health Plaza.
That's it. He takes the stage Saturday night. Lance Johnson is with me. Lance, what's going on?
First of all, you should do all your radio interviews out here because it's way better. Even though you have a beautiful studio, this is amazing out here right now.
Well, usually if it's nice and on Fridays, if I'm actually working a Friday, I now do them from my garage.
Nice.
So just hang out in the garage and have some fun. I've tried to do it from the pool, but every time I do it, the wife boots me away because she's got friends coming over. So, Lance, what's going on here? We got something special exclusively for my listeners, right?
Yes, yes.
This is so cool.
Yeah, you know, through our partnership with Jay and his show and The Flag, we're able to secure some additional tickets for Brantley Gilbert that we're able to partner with Jay and his show and offer to his listeners quite a discount. Cool. on general admission tickets. So general admission tickets for this show featuring Brantley Gilbert and also being opened by Chris Tungseth from American Idol from Fergus Falls.
Yeah, how cool is that?
It's great. You know, he drew 8,000 a month ago in Fergus, so, you know, he's got quite the following. We're able to discount those $79 tickets to $29 through a link that you can only find on the sites that Jay mentioned.
That is crazy. So Brantley Gilbert and Chris Tungseth take the stage at the Essentia Health Plaza stage at the Lights out here in West Fargo, and that's a beautiful that is a beautiful venue.
Oh, you know, I love it a little bit more every year, and yeah. I always say it's a street dance on steroids.
Yep.
It's a party. It's great. It's a great place to be. I think we're going to luck out on the weather.
Yeah.
We're excited. It's going to be a great show.
And Brantley Gilbert's fantastic. Ronnie, make sure when we get out of this segment, we're playing some Brantley Gilbert.
Already got it queued up.
That's what I figured. You are on top of it.
And Lance, I mean, I was out there for 38 Special in El King. Yeah, that is a terrific smaller venue to see a show.
Yeah, we were just discussing that. We got 38 Special coming back this August, and we were working on getting Elle King to join him again because it was such a great show. And unfortunately, it's not going to work out for her, but we're looking forward to announcing a different artist here in the near future that we'll let you guys in on.
How cool is that? So listen, if you're looking for something to do Saturday night, you want to go to a great outdoor venue that, like Lance said, is basically a street dance on steroids, the Lights is the place to go. So, Brantley Gilbert, tickets, general admission, they're $79. But for my listeners, and how long are we going to run this link for?
Let's do it till your show ends tomorrow.
Okay, till my show ends tomorrow at 5. So, between now and 5 o'clock tomorrow, go to WDAYRadioNow.com or AM1100TheFlag.com. If you'll click, you'll see a link on there for Brantley Gilbert. Click on that, and those $79 tickets, you get them for $29. Where the hell are you going to see a concert of that magnitude for $29?
You know, I brought my kids to a movie the other day, and it cost a little bit more than that.
I couldn't believe it when you got a hold of me and said, hey, Jay, here's what we want to do, man. You do so much for the light stuff. We want to do this spot. I'm like, are you kidding me? You'll knock that money? Just, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, and it's a great concert to pair with what you're doing out here today with the Honor Flight. And I don't even know if I've visited with you, Jay, since, but I was lucky enough to be an escort for my dad on the Honor Flight this past September, and what an experience that was!
Yeah, that's what I've had. I've been offered twice to go, and both times I was on the road filming, so I could not. I know Ronnie, you've been what, twice now?
I've been twice. It was incredible both times, and you know, even though you've gone twice, each trip you're with veterans who've never seen some of the monuments that have been erected to honor their service, and it's pretty emotional for a lot of them.
And that's what today is about here as well at Hebron Brick. It's about raising money to get more of these veterans out to Washington, D.C. to see the honors the memorials that were put, you know, put up in their honor, and a lot of these veterans have never seen them. Your dad being one of them, I take it.
Yeah, and actually, you know, over at the lights last week, we had the dueling pianos there, and we were able to have the honor flight out there selling the raffle tickets. We donated $1 from every beer that was sold to their cause. So yeah, it's a great cause, great group of people, and couldn't be prouder to support it anytime we can.
So what was your dad's reaction seeing these memorials, Lance?
Well, you know, my dad is I always say he's kind of a tough guy, where I used to tell my kids that one of his tears would drown Chuck Norris. So he's not
okay.
He's not that emotional, but
I like
but,
that.
But as
I don't know if Chuck would like that, but
but as I heard, you know, there you see a lot of emotion. You know, my dad was not in, he was he went to Korea, but the fighting had stopped, so he mm-hmm. built bridges and things like that. So, you know, he doesn't have that level of emotion that some people and the stuff they went through. So we met a lot of amazing people, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime trip for him and myself, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, and my stepfather, who I actually consider my real father, he was in Korea, same thing. He was there. I think he was a cluck there.
Okay.
Now he's since passed, but he would have loved to have been able to go to Washington and see those memorials that were put up in their honor. Lance, what else is going on at the lights this summer?
You know, we got I think 8 or 9 concerts lined up right now, so we got a busy.
No wonder we can't find anybody for the fair. You guys are hogging it. No, I'm kidding.
No, we're good friends and yeah. partners of the fair, and
yep.
and love what they're doing.
Yeah, you work well with us, ma'am.
Yeah, we've got you know, John Party's coming in July, and then we've got Travis Tritt.
Who's opening for John? Do you know?
I don't.
Okay.
And it's one of those shows that sells out, so. Whoever they want to bring with. It's
yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
It's kind of what
yeah, it's
did.
John Party. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it will be a party.
I can't believe I actually know country music now. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Well, and Travis Tritt, Lance, I mean, you talk about somebody you're going to, like, in the rock world, it would be equivalent to a journey. You're getting, you know, 50 radio hits in an hour yep. and a half.
And hopefully he does one of my all-time favorites, his cover of Homesick.
Really?
Oh, it is fantastic. Oh, my God.
We'll get that request to him.
You've never heard that?
I don't know if I have.
Ronnie, put that one on when we leave instead of Brant. We'll do Brantley later.
Put okay. up.
Yeah, he just nails it, man. So when's Travis?
He's the day after John Party, so he'll be Friday.
Oh, 1-2 punch, man.
Yeah, July 17th. It's a Friday, and we have Kentucky Headhunters with him.
Oh, really?
Yep, and then we also have a local band called Green Light Night that plays, it's, you know, usually Mapleton or Castleton or some places like that, but one of my best friends is their drummer, so I always try to get them
nice.
Some stage time, so really excited to have them to play with these guys. And then, you know,
and Travis hasn't been here for years. You and I were talking
about
there.
Yeah, 2008, I think, is the last time he's been here.
It's almost 20 years.
Yeah, and it's an act that I keep on looking for. And this year he'll be, you know, traveling around to Sturgis. He goes to Sturgis.
Oh, so
quite
you're able to get him on a routing date.
Yep, it worked out for us, and we couldn't be happier to get him to West Fargo again.
That's going to be a good one, too, especially he's got the Kentucky Headhunters opening up.
Yeah, it's high school all over.
For oh, yeah, Dumas Walker.
The Dumas Walker,
yeah.
Man. All right. Who else is coming out there?
You know, we've got our second year. Well, obviously, we mentioned 30th Special, and mm-hmm. then later in August, we've got our second year of Buckaroo,
okay.
which is our festival. And, you know, it's funny, the leaps and bounds you can make in a year. The ticket sales are way up from last year. We're really happy with how things have sold this year. But the headliners for that show will be Old Crow Medicine Show on Friday and Sawyer Brown on Saturday. But we also have Phil Vassar and Lori Morgan. And boy, if I got in the time machine, I remember going to Lori Morgan at the Fargo Dome.
Clint Black's no, she was married to Keith Whitley.
Yes, and yep. I think I feel like Dwight Yoakam opened for her there. I mean, it's like it, you know, it's yeah. the 90s, but yes. it was a great show. And we also have two of the bands I'm really excited about are, you know, I go to Nashville to meet with agencies and things, and, you know, sometimes make it over to some honky tonks and things. And and there's a guy named John Stone, and he was basically the main act at Tootsie's for years, but now he's the main act over at Kid Rock's Bar.
Oh, okay.
So he's opening up the show for us on Friday night. And then we have two sisters, and I'm saying it, but I can't remember their names, but they'll be opening us up on Saturday. And Sarah and Tina, and they play Blake Shelton's bar all the time.
I was going to say, that sounds familiar. I wonder if they were playing when we were, Alex and I were at Shelton's bar in Vegas.
Maybe.
That sounds familiar.
Yep.
I'm looking, I'm blanking the name out, Ronnie, because you know everything. That band that I absolutely, those teenage brothers out of Canada that won the, like Star Search or whatever, Canada's Got Talent up there. Do you remember the name of those two?
I'm sorry, say that again. Somebody called in. I was on the phone. I apologize.
Oh, I'm trying to remember who are those two brothers out of Canada that absolutely love. I can't remember.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I'm looking at my Spotify to see if I can dig it up. You got to get these two. These two, they're brothers. It's two brothers, I think, and a cousin.
Huh.
And they're young, but they are unbelievable. Oh,
step one is remembering the name, Jay.
I know. I can't believe it. I mean, I absolutely love these guys, and I can't remember their. That's why I'm looking through my library here on Spotify, because I'm positive I downloaded some of
it's
their.
It's not Canadian Ragweed, is it?
No. Let's hang on here. I'll find it. 701-293.
The Hunter Brothers? Is that which one they are?
No, I don't think it was the Hunter Brothers.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
I guess I can't. I can't recall. Cross Canadian Ragweed is awesome.
Is Brian Adams?
Oh, is that for real? Cross Country Ragweed.
Cross Canadian Ragweed, and they are fantastic. Old Crow Medicine Show, Lance.
Oh, they're
up.
Good.
They're awesome.
That is, you're not. They always say in booking, you're supposed to book the acts that sell, not the ones you like. But for Old Crow, that they kind of check both boxes. So
yeah.
I'm excited because that's the best show I've ever seen is Old Crow Medicine.
I would say another one is Cody Parks and the Dirty South.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, he mixes Cody and the Dirty South. They mix like classic country with like Rob Zombie and Metallica.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're pretty good. I'm going through my playlist here, trying to. I'm positive I downloaded their some of their music onto my summer country playlist. I can't.
I can
it.
See Jay's playlist from here, and it looks like we should be driving around in a Trans Am. And
yeah, yeah. Oh, that is going to drive me absolutely crazy. Who those kids?
Little Billy Squire in that playlist?
Actually, there is on my rock one. Let's see. Just let me tell you, the brothers. This is exciting radio, isn't it? The brothers. That one, what was that, Canadian, I think they call it The Voice up there, don't they?
Yeah, boy, I'm not sure. Canada's Got Talent, something, you know, one of those two. Yeah.
I think in Canada, that's a hockey show.
Speaking of that, I am sickened, and I know
The Martin Boys.
Okay. I know a lot of other people are in Canada as well. CBC announced they will no longer do Hockey Night in Canada. That show is gone after 70 years.
No kidding. Yeah, they won Canada's Got Talent, and currently they're on tour right now for country star Tim Hicks, but they are fantastic.
Yeah, I will check them out.
All right, anything else going on out the lights we need to know about?
You know, we're working on some shows for September, so we're gonna have a busy summer, and
okay.
You know, we're already booking for 2027, so it's. It seems like it takes forever to get to the summer, but when it's here, it goes fast. So
yeah, it does. Yeah, and I'm getting tons of messages from my friends telling me Martin Brothers moron. Martin Brothers.
Yeah,
thank
it was.
You, appreciate it.
Performances on Canada's Got Talent. They're a duo, Macaulay and Micah Martin from Woodstock, New Brunswick.
Yeah, there you go, Woodstock. Yeah. Ronnie, pop up one of their songs. Tell me what you can pop up.
Okay,
because
let me see
when they got
here.
On stage, people were shocked. They're like, are you kidding me?
Really?
And I think at the time they were like 19 or 20 years old.
Is it Miracle Cure, the one that you were talking about?
Hit that one real
let
quick
me
for
see
Lance.
Here.
We're going to help Lance get some acts here.
Yes.
Not
Martin
that you need help.
Brothers.
But... Yeah, come on, man. Bring that stuff up.
Miracle Cure. Sorry, still looking. Brothers.
You know, maybe if you got Spotify, Roddy.
Yeah, well, if they want to pay me to endorse their product, I'll be happy to do that.
That's how it works now.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
They got to pay you. Right?
Absolutely. Daddy's got to make a buck.
Yeah, there it is. There you go. Yeah. So how does a 19-year-old kid come up with those lyrics?
Yeah.
That's good, Ronnie. You can kill it. You can kill it, man.
I don't know. It's amazing how the talent that comes out of some of these youngsters. But yeah, I'll definitely take a look. And I was going to say also, I see Allsoggers out here, and my Father's Day gift was a gift card to Allsoggers because I frequent there very frequently.
So you got then the greatest kids on the planet. They're smart enough to go, Dad, we got to get Dad Allsoggers.
Yeah, well, it benefits them too, right?
Well, that's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right, so one more time, Brantley Gilbert, Saturday night, Chris Tungseth opening up for him. Of course, Chris, he's gonna be a huge star.
Released his first single I think 2 weeks ago, and it's doing well, and he's gonna be playing some songs that are originals that no one's heard before, so we're excited about that.
Fantastic. All right, tickets are $79 for the concert Saturday night at the Lights out here in West Fargo, but for my listeners from now until 5 p.m. tomorrow, if you go to either WDAYRadioNow.com or AM1100theflag.com, click on the Brantley Gilbert link, and you can get your tickets for $29. It's for my listeners. So knocking $50 off the price.
Yeah, right on the, it's easy to find. I'm on the homepage now, right under where it says home, news, weather, sports. There's a yellow tab that says Alert Brantley Gilbert Tickets. Click on there, takes you right to Ticketmaster, and auto-loads the price of $29 in there. And I followed his truck to work this morning, Lance. I saw in the back of his truck, Brantley Gilbert, he's got a new album, Sins of the Father, dropping in July.
Yes. We're hoping to hear some new songs off that as well, plus some of his other bangers that he's got.
It's going to be a great concert. Weather's going to be good. Great evening to take in an outdoor concert at the Lights out here in West Fargo. Lance, thanks for doing that for my listeners, man. That's a killer, unbelievable deal. I said again, where the hell are you going to get a, top notch, top of the line concert for $29? It just doesn't happen. This is Travis Tritt, homesick. Turn that up, Ronnie. Yeah, you got to put a request in. I don't know if he'll do it anymore. Hopefully, got time to get to the actual singing. Here it comes. You'll love this, Lance. How about that, huh?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. When we come back, Chad Matthews will join us from Groundworks. Jay Thomas Show live from Hebron Brick and the Community Picnic. 2:37, Jay Thomas Show coming to you live from Hebron Brick Supply Company in West Fargo. It is the second annual Hebron and Allsoggers Salute to Service Community Picnic for Veterans Honor Flight. It is officially opened up to the public in about 20 minutes, but people are already showing up. It goes till 7 o'clock tonight, and it's benefiting North Dakota and Minnesota Veterans Honor Flight. What a great, great thing the Honor Flight is. Free will donations accepted, and we are going to continue to send local veterans to Washington, D.C. Got food out here, pulled pork, brats, the old-fashioned hot dogs and chips. That's from Allsoggers Meats, the greatest meat company on the planet. Also, beer. Yep, we got beer here. I wouldn't be here if there wasn't any beer here. Beer's here from the wagon provided by Brutus Brick House. This is a family-friendly event, by the way. I'll be here till 5. Live music starts, I think they start just after 3. The 60s guys will be on stage. Also, we have a restored 1943 Army half track out here. I mean, it is gorgeous. Also, we got some other vintage vehicles that are coming out. Raffles as well, electric golf cart, a Henry rifle, and other goodies. And again, bring the family out. Weather is fantastic. Joining me right now, and this couldn't be possible without the great folks at Groundworks, formerly known in this area as Innovative Basement Authority, and Chad Matthews joins us. Hey, Chad, welcome to the Jay Thomas Show.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it, brother. So you guys, this first year involved in this, isn't it?
Yeah. We got offered, a few weeks ago, we had a call, and we definitely wanted to jump on board and show the support for our troops and provide funding for a good cause here. So
So tell me about tell us about Groundworks, formerly Innovative Basement Authority. The question I always get asked, because my son works for you guys,
yep.
Hey, does Mike Rowe own that company? Mike Rowe doesn't own Groundworks, does he?
No. So Mike's one of our ambassadors, right? He actually came and spoke to us out in Virginia Beach a few years back, and he saw what we did and what our vision was as a company. And he's like, you know, I want to do something special for you guys, and what do you think about this? We do an unscripted sponsorship of you guys, and but I want to go out with the crews. I want to see the
That's
guys in the
cool.
field, right?
So he actually went out.
Oh, he does, yep. We put him on site. We pay for Homer's project, and he just films, and but he gets to meet the crews that are actually doing the jobs. I mean, that's his history. We want to support, you know, the guys
hard
in
working,
the field doing the work, right?
Well, hence dirty jobs. And,
yep.
And I got to believe this job at times is pretty dirty.
Yeah, I mean, you get into some of those crawl spaces, and let's be honest, most people never want to go down there, but there's got to be guys like us that are willing to help out homeowners with all these issues, right?
But it's amazing when you see the before and after, whether it's crawl space or somebody's basement, the work that you do at Groundworks, formerly known here as Innovative Basement Authority, is amazing. It's some, and the prices, surprisingly, I mean, because Ty and I talk, and
yep.
You know, he say, "Yeah, but Dad, we had this job." I was like, "Geez, how much is that cost?" And he tells me, "It's like, really, for all that, that's it. It's not bad. It's a very good investment in your home, because if you don't have a good foundation, forget the rest of the house."
Yeah, and you know what. You never know what it's going to cost until somebody goes out there and sees what the full scope might be. But
yeah. We
like to provide great service at a great value, right? And it's great to hear from people. I mean, we just showed up today.
There's a guy.
Yeah, and immediately he's like, one of the people out here is, we worked on his sister's house last year, and he was just super impressed with the crew and how the cleanup process went and how efficient we were with our time. So,
well, and that's the thing. You guys at Groundworks, again, formerly known as Innovative Basement Authority, you see the trucks running around all over the place. You get in, you get the job done, and it's the only way you know that you guys were there is because it actually looks good now. And everything works. The windows open, the doors close, you know.
Yeah, and it truly is amazing to walk through with the homeowner at the end of one of these projects and give them back some of the space that in their, whether it's water coming in and they mm-hmm. were able to use their basement, now they have the plans to, you know, put a family room down there and get the kiddos a play area, and they get that space back in their house, and you can't put a dollar figure on that, I don't think.
No, you can't. No. And also now you got peace of mind, because, you know, anybody out there listening that has had basement issues, especially if you have a finished basement and you have that anxiety that every time you get a heavy rain, that anxiety sets in because you know your basement leaks, those problems are gone. That's what you guys do. You take that anxiety away, those worries away, and you add that value back to the home.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk to so many homeowners, and, you know, we go to these home shows and we go to Western North Dakota and we're talking to everybody, and it's just over and over and over again, people coming up, and their only regret is not doing it sooner.
Yeah,
it truly is.
Yeah.
And they can't believe they fought it for so many years.
So now, you know, Chad, you're the manager for this whole region?
So, the Fargo branch, so I'm the sales manager here. Yep.
Okay. So how is and Groundworks is a national, are you national franchise, national company?
Yep, absolutely. We're actually international. We do have a few branches up in Canada as well, but we are the world's largest foundation repair company.
So anybody listening, I've got big coverage. I've got Eastern Montana that I reach. I reach South Dakota, Canada. If they call the Fargo office, where will you guys go? How far does Fargo go?
So Fargo branch itself will cover out to the Glendive, Wolf Point, Montana.
Okay. Hello, Glendive. So we have listeners out there.
Yeah, we love you guys out there. Just talking to a gentleman out there from yesterday as well.
We've actually filmed out there in Glendive, a killer Mopar collection, man.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, as far as east is Alexandria, north to Lake Woods, and down to Sioux Falls. So,
okay.
And then we have our branches, Minneapolis and Rush City locally, and Bozeman has a branch as well, so they kind of meet up with us under the western edge.
Yeah, you guys got a big territory. So I have a question for you, because, like, here, like, you know, we've got this horrible clay, and that wreaks havoc on foundations, especially full basements. For the area that you guys cover, where do you see the most basement problems because of you know, because of, you know, the ground.
Yeah, and it depends on what situation you're talking about. But with the Red River Valley, with that expansive clay, and when it dries out, we're in this drier conditions like we have been for the last few years, as that clay shrinks up, it's going to cause havoc on your foundations.
What kind of havoc does that cause on them?
You know, it exerts a lot of pressure on your basement walls. It'll cause walls to start to bow in on you. It'll force water through the floor. You know, even in extreme situations, your home will start to settle because the soil underneath can't support that home anymore.
Oh, so, my God, man. What are other hot spots?
Bismarck's a pretty busy territory a lot of settlement out in that area, unfortunately. And then, you know, we've been expanding into Sioux Falls, and we're getting busier and busier out there, and looking forward to expanding on there as well.
So. Is it mostly older homes that you guys are running into, or even running into newer homes?
You know, unfortunately, it's all homes.
Really?
It's unfortunate when you have a brand new house, and it's just the soils that we're building in, right? So unfortunately, it can be any age home.
Another question I have, it's becoming very popular, especially for the 55-plus community. I'm part of that community. And that is doing the single-level slab on grade. And you can have problems with that, too. Those slabs can crack. Is that something you guys can fix, too, if it's a single-level slab on grade home?
Yep, so regardless of the foundation type that you have, we have different techniques and processes that we address all types of foundations. So
okay.
Whether it's a crawl space basement or slab on grade, we can take care of you.
Do you do polyjacking for driveways and stuff too?
We do. That's very, very busy. So if you have settling concrete, trip hazards, you know, some of those things that happen over time, we can come out, give an estimate, and actually raise that concrete back up for you.
So let's talk about that, because for the longest time, first it was sand jacking, then it went to mud jacking, and now it's the poly jacking. What makes poly jacking the best?
Well, what's nice, materials themselves don't erode over time.
Okay.
It's hydrophobic, and it actually insulates that soil underneath that slab, so when that sun's baking down on it, it's not drying out that soil.
Okay, so next question. For like us, we have colored concrete driveway, not painted. It's actual colored concrete. Mm-hmm. Let's say, and mine doesn't, but let's just say it did. It needed work. So I know you got to drill holes into the concrete. You put the poly, start jacking. When you plug them holes, are you able to color them holes to make it, you know, like it was never there?
Yeah, well, we do our best to match that color as best we can, and we can actually use some of those drill shavings and that in with the concrete that we patch it with.
How backed up are you guys right now? Are you not backed up?
We like to keep a pretty tight schedule as far as getting our crews out to these homeowners as soon as we can. So depending on the project type, it could be as soon as a few weeks we can actually get in and get that install done for you.
Okay. So how long have you been doing this? Did you start out in the field before you became a manager?
I did. So I actually started with Innovative back in 2015.
Okay.
Was in production for a while and did service, and was a salesman for quite a few years, and then I've been the sales manager for now going on almost 4 years. So
in your time in the field, was there ever a job that you walked into and went, oh my God, how is this house not like falling in?
Unfortunately, every week.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, again, it goes to that bringing somebody in your house that you can trust is very important. Mm-hmm. And we've seen everything before.
It's
nothing to be ashamed of. We can fix these things and don't
if you're listening going, man, I'd love to get my place done, but I'm just too embarrassed that I let it go this long. There's no embarrassment, man, at all. They're going to come in there and they're going to fix it at Groundworks, and the problem solved, and you'll be able to sleep at night, and you're going to have more equity back into your home, and it really actually does pay for itself because it's going to give you more living space, which is going to add more value to your home. Do you guys do egress windows too or no?
We started off as an egress window company, but
we've slowly
transitioned out of that over the years.
Let somebody else do that work?
Yep. Rare occasion we'll do an egress, but we don't market it and we don't.
Yeah. All right. So, again, there is basically no project that you guys walk into and say, no, we can't do this. You've been doing it long enough. You've seen it all.
Yep. I mean, the only reason we walk away is if we can't help them and we know we can't help them, we're going to give you an honest opinion. Unfortunately, some people wait too long and the foundation does collapse before we even get a chance to look at it. So,
man.
But for 99% of the situations, we'll be able to help you and give you that peace of mind back.
There you go. Again, just what, groundworks.com?
Yep, just groundworks.com. Find us, obviously, online. You make appointments right online, or you can give the office a call.
Do you guys finance?
Absolutely.
So you do? Okay.
A lot of financing options. I actually say 90% of our customers end up financing projects.
So how's the financing work? Just right through you guys?
Yep, just right at the table. We'll walk you through it and make it a comfortable monthly payment for you, because we know nobody prepares for these moments in their homes, and we want to make sure that we can safely and efficiently and cost-effectively help you out.
So. That is fantastic. Yeah, Chad, you guys do amazing work. I know my son's been with you. Our son Ty's been with you guys for quite a few years now, and he absolutely loves the company because he loves the mission, he loves the culture, and he loves what you guys do, because when you come in, you're up front, you're honest, there's no BS, and there's no, the job's over, by the way, it's going to be $10,000 more. No, you give them the price, this is what it is, we're going to get this thing done for you. And when you guys are done, it's like you weren't even there, there's no mess, there's nothing, it's all cleaned up, and you know what, problem solved.
Yeah, and again, it's no better experience than walking a homeowner through the end of the project and seeing that smile on their face. And
Do you guys guarantee your work, warranty it?
Absolutely. We have a lifetime warranties on most of our products.
Okay.
But yeah, you know.
Is it transferable if you sell the home?
Absolutely. If you end up selling the home, or you give the home to your kids or something like that, that warranty goes with the home.
That's fantastic. Yep. And again, you guys don't go in and remodel. You go in, you fix the problem, then you can do your remodeling or whatever you want to do with that space.
Absolutely. We'll get it ready so that basement finishing company can come in and take care of you from then and get your space back. So
there you go. Whether that's a company or it's you there, Mr. Man, doing it yourself, man.
Yep.
But they'll get it ready for you, and there's no worries after that. You don't have to worry about drywall, leaks, any of that. Problem is solved. You can put your flooring down, put your walls up, put your bar down there, put whatever you want to do, and have peace of mind knowing that it's going to be good for basically forever, basically. So, anything else, brother?
No, as far as it goes, I just again want to thank Hebron Brick and everybody out here and giving us the opportunity to support our veterans and get some well-deserved service members out to D.C. So,
yeah, the honor flights, I don't know how many years it's been going on now, but, man, it's amazing. It's amazing what honor flight has done over the years for our veterans. Started with World War II, then, you know, Korea, Vietnam. And I think, Ronnie, weren't they at one time talking about doing Desert Storm?
So they are on the national level. They are accepting applications, or going to start in the next few months. However, Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota and Minnesota still has a waiting list of more than 900 veterans.
Holy
so as a result of that, they are pausing on what the National Honor Flight is doing until they can catch up a little bit on the waiting list, and then maybe in the future they will be accepting Desert Storm applications, yes.
So that 900 on the waiting list, is that including our veterans from around here as well?
That is current, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. When's the next flight go out?
I am guessing it's going to be in September. I'll have to double check. I know they've got veteran honor flight representatives on site. You could check with them, but I think it's September.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, if you've got questions, there are representatives from the honor flight. You'll see their trailer out here, and they can answer. They can answer any questions. All right, I'm just going to say we're officially underway. I know it's not 3 o'clock yet, but it's close enough. Hebron and Allsager salute to service community. Brick Christensen Drive, right down the road from, well, we're right next door to the big, beautiful, all-finished concrete in Hebron's beautiful building. Come on out here, live music from the 60s, guys. Also, food out here, including pulled pork, brats, old-fashioned hot dogs, and chips from Allsager Meats. Beer wagons out here provided by the great folks from Brutus Brick House. And again, this goes till 7 tonight. We've got some classic vehicles out here for you to take a look at. Raffle prizes as well. Come celebrate and honor our local veterans with great food, live music, prizes. And again, this is open to the community. All right, when we come back, Dr. Mike Jorgensen, Red River Wellness and Chiropractic, is going to take your phone calls. You got questions for Dr. Mike. Usually we get him in. It's usually the last 10 minutes of the show once a month, but I figured we get a lot of emails when Dr. Mike is in, but you can never answer them because, you know, it's limited time. So Dr. Mike's going to join us next. You got questions about your health, whether it's your gut, aches and pains, whatever it might be. That's what Dr. Mike, that's what he's here for. He's going to take your calls next at 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDYRadioNow.com. Jay Thomas Show. From the movie, Ronnie, what's the movie?
Oh, my.
No, that's not it. Invincible.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. With Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
Yes.
The guy that famously his kid was playing college ball, they came to Fargo, Vince Papale.
Oh, that's right.
He was
right.
Standing on the sidelines. Yeah.
That's right. All right, hour two of the Jay Thomas Show. Hello, everybody listening on 1090 The Flag out in western North Dakota, 1100 The Flag here in the east, and all our listeners on our flagship station, 970 WDAY. Coming to you live from Hebron Brick, it is the second annual Salute to Our Veterans Community Picnic with Hebron Brick and all Sauger meets. It now officially underway, goes till 7 tonight. People are rolling in here, and we have got food from all Sauger's, brats. Their brats are fantastic. Dr. Mike, shame on us.
No. There's a time and a place.
And this was it. So you're saying I can have two more?
Have several.
Okay. All right. Good. Dr. Mike's giving me the clearance to go ahead and have three more brats.
Yep.
I can't believe you're going to let me have four brats.
It's just...
Oh, no, that ain't happening, pal. That's funny. You're adorable. We got the food out here. Also, yes, the beer wagon is out here, courtesy of Brutus Brick House. And I forgot to mention, we got commemorative American flag-style T-shirts, commemorative T-shirts from the event. They are free. All right, free will donations out here, raising money to get more veterans on the honor flight, the 60s guys. I don't know if they're on stage. They're set up. I don't know if they're playing yet. I hear music in the background. Got some old vintage vehicles, a military vehicle on display out here. The weather is absolutely perfect. We're at Hebron Brick right next to All Finished Concrete. That'd be on. Oh, here comes the old 1940s Willie's fire Jeep from the West Fargo Fire Department.
Love it.
Again, bring the family, bring the kids out here. The food is amazing. The people are amazing. Of course, our veterans are amazing. And we'll just say that this is part of celebrating America 250.
Amen.
Got that, brother. Got that right. So come on out here. And by the way, we have from All Seasons, golf carts out here. So if you park far away and you need a ride into the event, there are gentlemen driving up and down in golf carts. They'll just put your hand up, and they'll come get you, and they'll give you a ride up into the event so you don't have to walk all that way. We are having a blast. The weather's fantastic. Dr. Mike, welcome back to the Jay Thomas Show.
What a pleasure, and thank you so much, Jay, for inviting us. And what an event
to be
a part of.
Yeah, exactly. And who is the lovely lady you brought with
you?
That
is my wonderful coach, Heidi. My wife, she doesn't. She is where the rubber hits the road with coaching people. The wellness coach, she just bonds with people and shares really the nitty gritty of how to put this wellness stuff into action. How do you shop for food, recipes, encouragement, some kick in the pants every now and then. Not too many of that, but mostly just encouragement. And we really build some great bonds with these people, and it's such an honor to have a window into people's lives and watch them as they transform, yeah, and their lives start expanding again with what they can do and their hopes for their future, because so many people are living less and less of their life each year as they get older because their health is shutting them down.
It is, yeah. And if you've got bad health, life can be miserable, man. I mean, miserable.
Yeah, your whole focus it turns into your health, and it shouldn't be that way. It doesn't have to be that way.
So usually we have Dr. Mike on once a month, and it's at the end of the show, and you don't have a whole lot of time to take calls or answer questions. So today, I mean, people, if you got a question, whether it's what, can we talk diet? If they got a diet question, Heidi, Dr. Mike, and they have a question about their meds. I mean, you're not a medical doctor, but they, you know. I mean, we can basically hit it all. What you guys do over at Red? I just had somebody yesterday email me, and who's the guy that you have on? I need to talk to him. So I email back. It's Dr. Mike. You got to go get hooked up with him. So
amazing. We got. I don't know what was in the water yesterday, but we got like seven people contacting us yesterday from that have heard you on the show. It's almost always, I was listening to Jay Thomas, and I heard you talking, blah blah blah, and And we start this conversation, and we've had this running, you know, your show, opportunities to talk in the show and, of course, the ads. But people get it. People understand. We're like-minded.
Yeah.
And people are just kind of scratching their head. They know there's a better way for healthcare in this country. And there's no, they know that it's got to involve lifestyle choices and getting more educated. And that's kind of where we come in.
Heidi, let's start with where do you want to start?
You know, we could start anywhere. I mean, like, even
let's
just
start
yesterday.
Let's talk about yesterday.
Well, even just yesterday, the phone calls that Dr. Mike said that we got. Like, everyone's frustrated.
What are they frustrated with, Heidi?
People are frustrated about our food, about the health care, about our medical, and just in general, just our food. You know, you go to the grocery store, and it's like, where do I start?
Yeah.
What do I buy? What can I even eat?
You know, I mean, I've been doing this now for a while. And again, I'm not a 100%, you know, all, you know, unprocessed food eater, but I have about an 80-20 diet.
There you go.
And it's amazing. And I've told this story like over and over, like a broken record, but because I just want people to understand it's for real. It is amazing what I now cannot eat that I used to consider delicious food, and it's still good, but my body cannot take it. Mm. Prime example, last Friday, Alex is just out of the blue. She's like, you know, I'm really craving Chinese food. I'm like, oh, let's go to China King out in West Fargo here. I'm like, honey, I don't think I can do that. But it's like, you know, I haven't had Chinese, and I don't, all right, let's go. And this is nothing against them. It's just that my body can no longer process that food. So I had, you know, like General Tso's chicken. I had some, you know, some noodles. A bunch of peppered steak. I am not kidding. I bet for 3 days I was in absolute pain.
Oof.
My joints were killing me when I would go to the bathroom. I mean, I don't want to get too, but it's true. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Well,
I couldn't believe what it did.
Reality.
Yeah.
What food does to our bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're totally talking about the reality of it all. You know, and when you put your body in a position to be healthy, and you're putting good things into it, it's going to respond when you don't put good things into it. You're going to all of a sudden be like, wow, okay, I see why that's not good for me.
Exactly. And that's and Alex is just, she's like, oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm like, it was good, but now I'm
good going down.
But now, you know, it's just unbelievable. And what's crazy is, and I don't think people realize this, and that is, if let's say you've just had a horrible diet for years, eat nothing but processed food, fast food. I am not kidding. It, when you change that and start putting the whole good foods into your body, you notice a change almost immediately.
Couldn't agree more.
It is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't agree more. Heidi, how long did it take when we did our first program ourselves for your heartburn to go away?
Oh, my heartburn was gone in a week.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a minute, my heartburn's gone. And then week two, I'm like, it's not coming back.
What did you do?
A year later, no heartburn.
Well, Heidi,
years later, no heartburn. And still it baffles me even because I'm like, what changed?
Well, that's funny because that's one of the side effects I had from eating all that food. I ended up getting, and that's the first time I had heartburn in probably 4 or 5 years because I used to suffer.
Yes.
Every night I'd have to get up and pop some Alka-Seltzer, and it's like, why am I having all this heartburn? Yeah. And as soon as I changed it was gone. It's like, no.
Well, we take MSG out of our diet. That's going to help.
Mm-hmm.
We start.
What
eating.
Is MSG?
It's called monosodium glutamate.
Okay.
It's an excitatory toxin, which means it just amps up the body's inflammation. And so it's very addictive. It's, you know, that orange stuff on the, when you eat Doritos?
Yeah.
That's MSG.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, the, you know how you start eating this stuff and you can't stop. Yeah, it's addictive. It's designed.
Well, just like eating late potato chips or any potato chips.
You can't eat just one.
Yep. And I've watched documentaries and stuff. It's like this stuff is purposely put in to get you addicted to it.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, big picture items here. So again, we've got a little time. If you read the book, Good Energy, the Callie, Dr. Callie and Casey Means, they talk about how when the the tobacco industry kind of got its chops busted back in the late 70s and whatnot, and they realized they had to have a different business model. Basically, what they did is they bought a bunch of food companies, and they took their scientists.
This is crazy.
They took their scientists and said, hey, how can we make food cheaper, taste better, so people will eat more of it?
And this and is true.
This is true.
Yeah.
And so this will really, it almost made me mad. When you looked at the ingredients of, let's say Oreos, for example, the Oreos today, what they were back in the 70s, it's a complete different story here, folks. You look at some of the changes they have made, it's unrecognizable. And the list is 2 to 3 times as long.
Well, same thing, too, right? You go overseas, and the same product that you have here, even sometimes up in Canada, that same product over in England, overseas, where the list of ingredients is completely different because so much of the stuff that's in our food here is not legal in overseas.
Right.
Yeah.
No, our food has been captured. Our health care has been captured. We're on the show doing this, and is people need to realize that the odds are kind of stacked against them. You know, when they go to their medical provider for answers, he or she doesn't have them because they're not trained in lifestyle health care. They're trained in pharmacology. They're trained in diagnosis.
I like that, pharmacology.
And another reason is every 2 weeks they're getting the door knocked on by a pharma rep saying, hey, here's the latest medication. Here's the studies that proved it. Oh, they don't tell you that their company paid for the research and Taylor made it, so it came out in their favor. So they're in a bad way there. So our culture has been really corrupted, and
it's all ads for drugs.
It's really something. So we want to empower people with education to understand what's going on inside their body currently, and so we can forecast what's going on, and also they can make a choice to say, you know what, I don't want that as an option for my future. Let's take a detour with this wellness program. Let's get off this highway to where we're going. Let's take a detour and start letting our body build itself healthier instead of sicker.
701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. If you got a question for Dr. Mike or Heidi, Red River Wellness and Chiropractic, ask the question. Get yourself healthy. Don't ever think,
it's too late for me,
I'm going to feel stupid asking this question. There's no stupid question.
Like, it's too late.
Some of our best people are over 75 years old. They've gotten the best results. It's crazy.
I have an in-body in front of me.
Oh, you don't have a windscreen on.
I'm just covering it.
That's right.
I think it's me.
Yeah, it's you. Okay, there we go. I'll have to see if I got a windscreen for you. I just noticed that.
I have an in-body of a 78-year-old right here in front of me that I brought today because I was like, this is...
You have what?
Body composition.
Oh, this is one of the things you guys do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so we track their progress. They come in, you know, when they first start, we do an in-body, and then a couple weeks later, and we track their progress once they start their programs. And we track them every 2 weeks. We have them come in. And this person, 78 years old, started... It's incredible. 227 pounds.
Okay.
78, remember?
Yep.
Final, after 3 months, 197 pounds.
Wow.
This is the kicker. His muscle mass?
Yeah.
He didn't lose any. He actually gained a pound.
Of muscle mass. What did he do
78
different?
78 years old.
What did he do different?
He changed the way he eats.
So can you give us some examples of what he did with his diet?
Yep. So we take people through a process of elimination.
Okay.
So, you know, we detoxify, get the body in a healthier state.
How do you detoxify? Explain that.
Yeah, so we'll take them through a process of elimination.
Yeah.
And we couple that with natural supplements.
Okay.
Like week one will be...
teach them...
Yeah, you can go through...
As we go through that.
Okay.
What to eat, what not to eat, and why. We include education in that. So it's not like you're just coming in, you're going to go through this process of elimination. You're going to be educated through the process.
So how's this dude feel now?
Fantastic.
I bet.
He actually called in the show. Either maybe it was the coffee club or...
Maybe he's listening. He probably knows. He knows who he is.
Yeah, I want to know. If you're listening, I want to know, man.
But this is really cool, too. Check this out. Body fat, he was at 35%.
Wow.
24.
Holy smokes.
Dropped 11%. So body fat is really the gold standard. Instead of the BMI, remember you had BMI for a while? No, it's body fat percent. It's lean muscle. It's one of the warnings I have with all the people on the GLP-1 like drugs is, yeah, they're losing weight. The scale is changing, but they're losing muscle mass. And that is just cannot happen. It just doesn't
really
have to.
We really push, like, that's why we track them, is because we do not want people to lose muscle mass.
So how do you do you determine what their body fat is and their muscle mass?
That's what the InBody does. You stand on.
You stand on it.
It's an impedance device, bare feet and hands, and then it's got algorithms that how fast the electricity. You can't feel it, of course.
Yeah.
How fast it passes through your body limbs.
I should come stand on that.
You absolutely. Should. You got super low body fat, but you'll check it out. In fact, we offer that in our wellness score if people want to pop. In.
It's great for everyone, no matter where you're at.
Yeah.
And even you could benefit
from
a detoxification.
Well, I try to do that with beer every time. Try to detoxify.
It's interesting you bring up GLP-1s, Dr. Mike, too. I think it was today's Fargo Forum. There was a story about Sanford partnering with NDSU to do a long-term study of the effects of GLP-1s.
Oh, I'm excited to see how that turns out. I have some idea how it's going to turn out, but... Yeah, it's the hot topic, you know. It's and are there cases where they would be appropriate? I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
But is it something that should be put out large scale to the population? I really doubt it. I really doubt it. There's so many side effects. Half the people have to drop off within 60 days because of side effects from their digestion. It's just a quick fix and a quick promise that it doesn't address the root causes, and it doesn't get people eating and moving better.
Yeah, I was just reading an article last week. I can't think of the actress's name. She was Sheldon's wife or girlfriend on A Big Bang Theory.
Mm. Oh, Bialik.
Yeah. And she was telling the story, talking about how she went on one of these what do they call them?
GLP-1.
Yeah, and immediately the side effects were devastating to her. It just completely ripped her body apart. And she wanted to get her story out to let people know, do it the natural way. Don't go down this road. That's not going to happen to everybody.
Right.
But still, you want to take that chance, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So the other thing that is frustrating. Back onto the food thing. So people want to start eating healthy, and they always say read the label. But you don't know what the hell you're reading. The average person, even if you try to study up on it, there's so many different ingredients in every different food. It's damn near impossible to figure out, okay, is this good or not? And I've always said the best thing you can do if you want to start eating healthier is try to buy as much food as you can outside the aisles.
Exactly.
Outside
on the outer ring of the grocery store.
But not everything on the outer ring is going to be healthy, but that's where you're going to find your fruits, your vegetables, stuff like that, your seafood. But there's good foods in the aisle. Of course, you go your oatmeal, stuff like that. But a majority of the food that's going to be healthy for you is going to be on that outer ring of the grocery store.
Yeah. The more single ingredient foods we eat, the better. The closer to natural, the closer to organic, it's always going to be better.
Even look at peanut butter isn't the best thing for us, but if you look at certain peanut butters, different peanut butters, there's like multiple ingredients.
Oh.
And then there's one ingredient.
If
you're going to buy peanut butter, buy the one ingredient peanut butter.
That's what I do.
Don't buy the peanut butter that has multiple ingredients.
Only organic, natural peanut butter. When I look at it, it is peanuts and sea salt. That's all that's in it.
And
I eat that almost every day in my oatmeal.
We have so many options, right? I don't like to say you can't eat this anymore.
Yeah.
I like to say, look at what you can eat.
Yeah.
Because there are so many good foods. It frustrates me sometimes when people are like, I don't like vegetables. I'm not eating vegetables.
But I'm going to tell you I eat very little vegetables because I cannot stand it, but I make up for it in other ways.
Okay. But those are God's creation.
Yeah.
Like, we have to be putting those good things into our bodies.
Yeah.
Because they give us nutrients.
Although I do snack. I snack on snap peas like they're candy. That I do eat.
I love it. You're getting good fiber.
And I do. Well, that's the problem. I do a little too much fiber sometimes. I discovered another product out there. For you folks that like bagels, they're number one, they're horrible for you, okay? They're completely stripped of...
Talk about lots of ingredients.
Yeah, tons. But there's a company out there, and the only place I've ever found them other than online, and I'll give Hornbacher's a plug, is at Hornbacher's, and they're called Sola, S-O-L-A. And these bagels, one bagel is loaded with 35 grams of fiber, because these things are basically made out of flax seed. They're
well thought out.
Yeah, and they're, you know, the unstripped whole wheat, all the seeds are in there. But that's the stuff. It's hard, though. It's hard to find stuff like you got to do so much research. And I still swear by this Yuka app. It really helps. The app is free, and you just scan the product, and it'll grade it and tell you. And yeah, if it falls in that like poor category or you know, lower good category, then what it does is it lists a bunch of other products, the same thing. Let's say you're buying olives, and it comes up a 57 out of 100. And then it'll show you all these different olive brands and it'll give you the score on each one. And then it tells you why.
I
use that app all the time. Yeah. I mean, all the time. It's crazy because you'll think that you're getting something good, and I'll yuka that thing. It's like, are you kidding me?
Well, and give those apps to your kids.
Yes.
Give them to your kids. Let them start looking at what's in the ingredients, yep, what's on the label, what's in the ingredients, why it's good for you, why it's not, because then they're getting education. They're learning.
Yeah. And the other thing people don't realize is you, especially as you get older, you've got to get that daily protein in. You have to. And drinking protein shakes ain't the answer. I mean, maybe if you just did a big workout or something, you got to get a shot of protein. You're having a banana and protein. But no, you need protein for food. I make a great protein breakfast. It's quick. It's easy. And you are full for a long time. And it's delicious. And I'll tell you what it is when we come back. I'm telling you. And I just created this on my own because it's like different things you're supposed to be eating. It's like, what if I just put all this stuff and mixed it together? I'll tell you next what it is. It's fantastic. 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. More Dr. Mike and Heidi. We come back, Jay Thomas Show. 3:37, Jay Thomas Show, live from Hebron Brick in West Fargo, right next to All Finished Concrete for the second annual Hebron Brick and All Soccer Meets. Salute to our heroes out here throwing a big community picnic. And, man, what a crowd we got out here. The weather is fantastic. There's tons of great food, free will donations. Food, of course, provided by All Soccer Meets, the greatest meat on the planet. They got their brats, old-fashioned hot dogs, their pulled pork barbecue sandwiches, chips, beverages. I want to thank Brutus Brickhouse. They brought the beer wagon out here so you can have a nice ice cold adult beverage and walk around. And the 60s guys are on the stage here playing. We got some old classic vehicles, military vehicles, fire vehicles, trucks, you name it, we got it out here. But yeah, it goes till 7 tonight, so bring the family out here. And I want to thank all the sponsors of this that made this possible, including Groundworks Foundation Solutions. Also, and the Mullet family. Also, Brutus Brickhouse, CI Apparel. We've got free T-shirts while they last. There's tons of them. They're commemorative American Pride T-shirts from the event. Just grab one. They're free. Also, First International Bank and Trust, Magnum Electric. Also, Precision Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Groundworks, and Swanston Equipment, all veteran advocates. And also Eagle Ridge Development, High Point Networks, and Valley Landscaping. Goes till 7 tonight, so come on out here and have some fun. The weather is fantastic. Dr. Mike Jorgensen and his wife Heidi are here from Red River Wellness Clinic and Chiropractic, and talking health. And if you got any questions or comments on our conversation, you're more than welcome to call in at 701-293-9000. Or email us, studio at WDAYradionow.com, like this gentleman did. He wants me to ask you guys about eczema, skin,
dermatitis.
Dermatitis. Can they help with that?
You know, the skin is like directly, well, first of all, it's the largest organ in the body, for you trivia fans. The skin
it is.
It is, yep, skin's the largest organ.
I was watching, I can't remember, some game show. This was a long time ago. And the question was, what's the big – it was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And the question is that your final answer? The question, what's the biggest organ in the body? And I can't remember what it was, and I'm screaming at the screen going, that's not right. It's skin. That is not right.
Oh, my God, yeah. Anyway, my kingdom for a phone call, phone a friend, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a direct link to our digestive system, to the skin. The skin is an eliminative organ. So because we sweat,
yep.
What? Detoxify.
Yeah.
So I would almost bet for certain this gentleman has something wrong in his gut. And so we would either do a GI map.
Everything goes back to the gut.
It goes back to the gut. It's even Hippocrates, the father of medicine, he said several things. Let food be your medicine. Let medicine be your food. And he said all disease starts in the gut. So gut. We have traumatized our guts with stress, too much alcohol, some medication, certain medications. I'm going to rail on certain farm chemicals in our food. Mm-hmm. It's just that's where the things start cooking.
Oh, by the way, my breakfast. I was going to tell you guys about the breakfast. This is the ultimate. All right. So what I do is I take organic oatmeal, a cup of oatmeal, make the oatmeal up. I put about a tablespoon and a half, 2 tablespoons of all organic natural peanut butter. And then I take about a quarter of a cup of phage, 2% Greek plain yogurt, mm-hmm. Mix that all up. Oh, my God. Oh, and I throw in some cottage cheese. It is delicious.
Let me give you something else to throw in. This will sound gross. Fish oil. Fish oil. Oh. It does not taste like fish, folks. Trust me.
Yeah, not like the cod liver oil my mom used to give us growing up.
No. Omega-3 fatty acids. Yeah. See, fat was demonized in the 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, don't eat fat. It'll make you fat. It'll make you your heart disease. No. Now, healthy fats are the brain protective. They are anti-inflammatory. Yep. They are satiating. I mean, it's just... There's a Mr. Dan in the audience. Yeah, great time out here, guys. Get out here if you can. But anyway, yeah, healthy fats are so important. You could even throw in some avocado.
I have
avocado in there. I'm telling you, folks, it's super filling, super healthy.
I'll crunch up walnuts and throw walnuts in there too, because that's good healthy.
More healthy
fat
fats.
Too. Yeah, exactly.
You bet.
What do you think of that breakfast, Heidi?
Sounds delicious. Not everyone can have it, though. Mm-hmm. That oatmeal can spike that blood sugar.
Yep.
So, you know, be cautious with the with the oats, but it's great.
All right. Which road do we want to go down now, guys?
You know, so many people, when they call up, again, so many people who've heard your show, Jay, and Scott's and the coffee club, they say, hey, where do I start? What do I do? I want to learn more. A couple easy ways, really, I think, pretty affordable ways. They can come in and do a wellness score, which is we'll do a body composition. We'll step on the InBody. We'll have them fill out a couple questionnaires. We'll take their blood pressure. That will calculate a score for them. That's super cheap. It's for the regular public. It's $47 for radio listeners. It's only $27.
Oh, man.
So that's like a no-brainer to step your foot in the door. It almost always, though, I'll tell you, leads to, you know what? I'm not as healthy as what I want to be. Let's just do a lab panel. We call it a wellness lab panel. There's kind of two costs built into it. The cost of the lab is $299, mm-hmm. But we have a brilliant lab interpretation that we get. So we charge $99 for that. So for $398 now, in about 7 to 10 days, we'll get a breakdown. We will look under their hood of their body and understand all kinds of things that are going on. And it really sets the stage, Jay, for them to make an informed decision. Do I want to, keep going on, with where I'm at, or am I ready to make a change?
Yeah.
And usually the evidence from these lab panels is, hey, here's what's going on. This is too high. This is too low. Oh, my gosh, you got a ton of inflammation. Oh, my goodness, your blood sugar system is way out of regulation. You're like pre-diabetic.
Thyroid.
Yeah, we see thyroid, sluggish thyroids. We see testosterone levels. Oh, my gosh. Your testosterone levels are in the can. What's driving those down?
We even
look
at vitamin D.
Vitamin D, yeah, it's a way to be informed, and with that information creates action.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up vitamin D. Not so much in the summer, but where we live, come winter time, late fall, I think I take 5,000
units of
vitamin D every day.
There's been a study done where the sun sits like in North Dakota.
Yeah.
And year round, we need vitamin D supplement.
Yeah.
Because we do not get enough.
Yeah,
I take
one every morning, but come that summer, that late fall, winter, then it's two, and I crank it up to 5,000.
Start cranking it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
And it makes a big difference. Boy, I'll tell you, your vitamin D levels are low. Poof.
Yep.
Not good.
Yeah, vitamin D is actually considered a hormone. A lot of people don't realize, but it is the precursor of so many other important chemical reactions, and drives even insulin sensitivity, which of course can lead to prediabetes if a person's have too.
So that lab breakdown you guys get, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, you can look at it. I mean, are you getting like liver enzymes?
Oh yeah,
You get everything.
You can go deeper, but it's 65 different markers, and it's like I tell people, you go to your medical doctor, they'll do a blood panel to figure out what drugs to put you on.
Mm-hmm.
We use ours to figure out how to get people off of their medications. And so I just shipped one off to a gentleman in Zimmerman, Minnesota.
I know where Zimmerman is.
Zimmerman, yeah. And we've got a guy from Eastern Montana. So the whole Flag, WDAY listening area, we can do remote work with people on our programs.
So, but how did that guy, did they have to come in to get the work?
Nope. We said that we'll find a place, a local that can do the blood draw.
Okay.
And it was only 10 miles away from this gentleman. So here's the place. We'll send him a lab requisition form and the kit, and he's off to get it done. And the guy's coming through for the opening of the Teddy Roosevelt Museum here, I think, next week, or coming back, and we'll sit down and we'll present a wellness program to him. So, mm-hmm.
But, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So something else, too, that's really cool is, people will come in, they'll want to do the wellness lab panel. So we get the results back, we show them where they're at, and then if they move forward into a program with us, we offer in the program follow-up labs. This is really cool. Some people I'll show you a couple of results with cholesterol.
Yeah.
This person went from 336 down to 252.
Wow, that's 336?
Yeah.
That's high.
Yeah, down to 252.
What did he do different?
He changed his diet.
Just the diet.
Diet and exercise.
Man.
And then the detoxification that we put people through.
Yeah.
And then this person, same thing, triglycerides, 203.
Do you know what mine were
down
at
to 96.
When I decided to change? Almost 900.
Holy, that's called greasy blood.
Yeah.
This person's triglycerides were 831 when they started.
Yep.
227 by the time they were done.
And how long did that take? 90 days to drop at that much.
Turn it around. That just tells you how itching the human body is to heal itself. And that there's just because you're at a certain stage in life with certain conditions, and I'm on these medications, you can turn it around. The body will do it.
So it's everything is coming back, guys, to food.
Yep.
It's all food.
It's all food.
A good part of it is.
Mm-hmm.
That
food
is
and exercise. And when we start feeding the body, it heals itself.
Yeah. Well, and since the whole Maha movement with Junior, these pictures are floating everywhere. You see comparisons, and they're dead on. I love when you see, photos of people like back in the 60s, even the 70s, you just did not see a lot of obesity.
No.
Right.
It wasn't around.
And
right?
Now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
75% of our Americans are either overweight or obese. 75%.
Yeah. And I know that you guys could say the same thing, but like my group of girlfriends in high school, there were 8 of us and one was overweight.
Yeah. That's
it. And her mother was overweight and her grandmother was overweight. So it was a genetic thing, is what we were told, But the rest of us didn't struggle with that.
Yeah, but when we grew up, it was, mom made meals. It was, everything was home cooked.
Everything was home cooked.
We didn't
eat out.
We didn't have, we didn't have a fast food restaurant. The first one it came in was Hardee's. And that was, probably when I was in my mid-teens. But otherwise, there wasn't. If you wanted a burger, I remember we'd go down to M&H and we called it Munch and Heave. But, it was a little restaurant. All the teenagers hung out and the guys in their cars. It was the same as having a home-cooked hamburger.
Yeah, I remember the pizzas, frozen pizzas.
Yeah.
Like Tostino's or whatever the brand was. I remember my mom bringing those home and being like, okay, this is good, but it's not that good.
Yeah.
But then being so excited about getting to eat something that we could just pull out of the freezer
and
throw in the oven.
But you didn't have it every single day.
Right.
No way.
And that's what people need to understand, too. It's, look, well, my God, I can never have a Big Mac ever again. Yeah, you can. You cannot have it every single day.
Yeah, everything in moderation.
Yeah.
You know, everything in moderation. Be intentional and mindful of what you put in your body.
Yeah. And instead of eating, potatoes, I've been making these too, and they're delicious. I got this. I follow a guy called the Mac Daddy, who lost a ton of weight and is just built now. But he just messaged me on his, he's got like 2 million followers. But if you message him, he'll message you back and say,
"That's awesome."
So this may sound as these are delicious. So he's got a recipe to make cottage cheese chips, and you take your cottage cheese, a tablespoon or two, you put it on your parchment paper on a cookie sheet, and then you sprinkle, I use Everything Bagel seasoning on it, put them in the oven at 375 for 40 minutes, pull them out, shoot some sriracha sauce on there. They are absolutely delicious.
Really?
They are, and they're just like eating potato chips.
Cottage cheese is a fantastic source for protein.
Oh yeah,
by the way,
I eat a lot of cottage cheese.
It's really good.
A lot of. All right, guys. Anything else before I let you rock and roll?
Thomas Edison said the 1903. Thomas Edison said the doctor of the future will give no medicine but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and the cause and prevention of disease.
How do people reach out to you guys at Red River Wellness and Chiropractic?
Yeah, you can call us at 701-235-2700.
Or just Google you guys.
Google us, redriverwellness.com.
A ton of information, ton of testimonials. If you're having questions, go in there and read some of their testimonials. They're so powerful.
Dr. Mike, Heidi, thank you guys.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
All right, more from Hebron. We come back. Jay Thomas Show. Hey guys, I'm sorry, I misheard Ronnie. I thought Ronnie told me in my ear we had a minute.
Sorry about that.
We still got 3 minutes. We still got 3 minutes. We're good.
3 minutes.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I thought I heard Ronnie say 1 minute. So I'm like, okay, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, I meant like 5 minutes at that time.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you said a minute. All right. So, okay. Anything else? We got 3 minutes.
Boy. That was
we just kind of wrapped that up.
Yeah. Again, website's got a tremendous amount of information for it.
Go read our testimonials.
Yeah, they're the best.
I mean, those are people, real people, who've done the program with real results. I mean, you gotta go read them.
Yeah, check those out. And I'll say this.
I get so excited too. Like when people come in, I had a guy come in, and he came in with his wife. He was a little reluctant about
most guys are
moving forward, but his lab showed that he really needed to make some changes.
Yeah.
And I remember the first visit with him. He was like, okay. This last visit, he was like, that wasn't even that hard. And he's down like 28 pounds, feels great.
It's amazing,
his
even losing
10 pounds.
His daughter
got married and he went to the wedding in Utah, and he's like, it just felt good.
Yeah, it's amazing, even if you lose 10 pounds, the difference you feel.
Yeah.
Just even at 10.
And our average person loses, we range from 15 to 38 pounds, 40 pounds sometimes, just in 90 days.
Tom, you're up. Jay Thomas Show. What's up, Tom?
Hey, I just wanted to mention to the listeners, I'm a testimonial of Dr. Mike. I've been seeing him for chiropractic care for over 35 years.
Wow.
My little sister actually worked for him as an intern when she was doing a little medical transcriptionist degree training. So I just want to say that Dr. Mike is a straight man, and he'll keep you straight.
That's awesome. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate keeps
it.
Me straight.
Does he? No, I think it's the other way around. I think you keep him straight.
That's for sure.
It goes both ways.
Oh, does it?
Okay. Yep. It's a good compliment.
And I'm telling people right now, if you go into the grocery store and you're trying to figure this out and you're going, my God, I can't, this, I don't understand this, get that Yuka app. It's you don't have to live and die by it, but it's kind of, it's a tool you can use because you can look at it, go, okay, that's really bad. Okay. But I have these other options. Go get that and get on the phone and call Dr. Mike and Heidi. They will take good care of you, and you will not believe the difference you feel. Now we have to go.
Now we go. Take some action today, folks, even something small. Get out and walk in this beautiful sunshine, this beautiful creation we've got.
There you go. Thanks, guys. All right, more of the Jay Thomas Show. Let's try this again from Hebron Brick when we come back. 406 Jay Thomas Show, coming to you live from Hebron Brick Supply and Allsogger's second annual community picnic to honor our veterans and raise money for the honor flight. And the weather is outstanding, man. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight. Before we get with Dan here from Hebron and get you all the details, let's hook up with Devin Fry, Valley News Live, and find out what's coming up on the news tonight. Devin, what do you got going on, man?
Yeah, hey, Jay. Well, there's actually a little change of plans here. Bobby Fallett with Valley
News
Live.
Oh, Bobby, hey.
Joining. Yeah, hey, no worries. But, yeah, so coming up tonight, you know, a lot of the talk has been with that, you know, the Fargo, the press conference today about the new suspect involved in that August 3rd downtown deadly shooting. So we're going to have a little bit in-depth reports from, just what captains had to say about that. Also, though, what we're looking at right now is we're getting new court documents just released today about that incident that took place on May 6th back in West Fargo, was the pedestrian crash.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Jose Rodriguez died in that crash. We're kind of getting new court documents as to what exactly took place and just what we can expect with future court hearings with the suspect that has been identified as Carly Visnier, I believe I have pronouncing her last name right, and just what we can expect now. A new court hearing scheduled July 9th for 9 a.m. That day. So, and just we have more information of exactly how much time was really passed before she actually returned back to the scene and who she returned with. So a lot of that stuff will be happening tonight. And then also we're kind of following the developments over out of Benson County, where the sheriff's office said that it has ended now, but there was an armed standoff with law enforcement near the Matic area. This happened around 9 a.m. in a rural property. We're going to have details a little bit about that. And then also, Valley News team's Anna Ballweber spoke with those over at the Red River Women's Clinic. They had a big announcement today, as they have just announced that they have created a brand new locally run clinic-based fund, that I should say, that is going to cater exclusively to the Red River Women's Clinic patients, and the fund, which people can donate to. You know, sometime this week that the big Roe v. Wade decision came down, and they kind of weren't sure what to do. Yeah. You know, that they made the move from Fargo over into Moorhead. So we're speaking with them tonight as well. And then, you know, for the folks over in K-Fire, we know it was kind of a big
Give me one from K-Fire because I got a roll here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we know that the North Dakota legislators, they formed that committee to study artificial intelligence and data centers. Data centers, every time, you know, you hear one pops up, it makes headline news. So they are speaking over with the Senate Majority Leader, David Hogue, over there, and just kind of figuring out what exactly this committee is all going to be about and where do things move forward when it comes to really looking into AI data centers just in North Dakota and how AI gets used in our state.
Yep. All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks, Bobby.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jay.
All that coming up tonight. If you listen on 970 WDAY, you get Valley News Live at 5:30 and 6. For you folks listening out there on 1090 The Flag in Western Central North Dakota, well, you get your news on K-Fire TV. And the Valley News Live Rundown brought to you by Warehouse Wonders, where every day is wonderful. Up to 70% savings, open 7 days a week. You'll find them in the Industrial Park in Moorhead, open 9 to 6. Big Dan, what's going on, brother?
This is you couldn't have asked for better weather. Oh, this is pretty awesome.
This is quite the turnout. We've only been going for just over an hour, and this goes till 7 o'clock tonight.
We got almost three more hours, so I can't. It's hard to believe how many people are here, but come on out. This is going to be a great night.
If I'm not mistaken, last year wasn't it kind of cloudy, cold, and misty?
Cold and a little rainy. We got lucky; it didn't rain during the event, but
yeah.
We got this is absolutely perfect, and I hope everybody can come out here. This is, we're hoping for a lot of people tonight.
Yeah, and again, this is a salute to our military. I've just been calling this all afternoon long, part of our 250 celebration.
Yep, that's perfect.
And of course, raising money for North Dakota Minnesota Honor Flight to get our veterans out to Washington, D.C. And a big thank you to all the sponsors that made this possible. Of course, Hebron Brick Supply Company, Groundworks, Brutus Brick House, thank you for coming out here with the beer.
Serving drinks, all Saugers. All Saugers. Great food tonight.
Yeah. Yep. Now, is the food free will donation?
Free will donation, yep. On the food. Raffle tickets available. You might win a golf cart. You might win a gun.
Henry Gunn.
Henry Gunn is here. So you get, you can't win if you don't buy a ticket.
That's right. The 60s guys will be playing here tonight, too.
Yep.
Also, we got a lot of great vintage vehicles that have shown up. We got the 43 half-track Army vehicle. We got the Hebron Brick International pickup truck. West Fargo Fire Department brought out their 40 Willys Jeep fire vehicle. Got the old 60s
police car.
Sitting out here.
Cool.
And earlier, a gentleman dropped off another sign for me on his way from Dickinson to St. Cloud, and he popped the trailer open on the truck, and sitting in there was a red Yanko.
Oh, nice.
Nova. About $500,000 car. Oh, I was hoping I could convince him to pull it out of the trailer and put it on display. That wasn't happening. So tell us about Hebron, man. What's the story here? And I've bought product from you guys, and I love it, man.
So we've been in our new store out here in West Fargo for about 3.5 years. And to host an event like this is just, I mean, it's phenomenal for us.
Yeah, because you used to be on Main.
Used to be in Main Avenue for 30-some years. We've been here for 3.5. But to get people out here and realize that we've got so much more than brick and stone and block. I mean, we're selling furniture and fireplaces and landscape product. And pergolas were sitting underneath. And
these pergolas are gorgeous.
Outdoor kitchens. There's so much more stuff out here at Hebron that some people don't even realize we've got.
I didn't because I've purchased from you guys when I remodeled the kitchen. I got all my stone for the walls in the kitchen. I got when you guys were back on Main Avenue, and then last year when we were out here for this for the first community picnic, I'm like, holy smokes, man, you guys, it's a lot more than just stone and rocks and you know, it's like everything. These chairs are like absolutely comfortable, dude.
Don't forget outdoor furniture. Berlin Gardens outdoor furniture is phenomenal. So
what's that?
Oh, we blew another fuse.
Who blew a fuse? The band?
No, the food.
Oh, the food. Okay. Usually you blame it on the band.
We'll get it fixed.
Damn rock stars.
Sounds good.
I need one of those tins. Alex wants me to bring her home barbecue. Okay. Not a full tin, of course.
Yeah, I got to fix the fuse. We can't let the pulled pork get cold.
Yeah, exactly. So what are your hours out here?
We are open every day, 7:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. Saturdays, 9 to 1. But this outdoor display area that everyone's hanging out in tonight is open 24/7.
Oh, it is. So you can come in here anytime you
lights
want.
Lights are on. Anytime you want to come and walk through this display, you come and check it out anytime you want.
Now, at nighttime, are all these displays lit up?
Yep, lights are on. You can walk through there anytime you want.
That's fantastic because that way you get an idea of, okay, what's this going to look like at nighttime when it's lit up?
Come and sit in a chair and nobody will bother you. It's like a car lot at night. Nobody to bother you. You come and check it out.
Just don't come here with a bunch of your friends throwing a party.
Well, we don't need that.
But
anytime you want to come over, come on over.
That is somebody comes to Hebron and they go, man, I love that brick or I love that stone or I love that rock. I'm looking at the yard out here. It looks like you've basically got everything in stock for the most part.
We have a lot of stock. We have really access to almost anything you can. I mean, if you can find it online, chances are we can get it for you.
Okay.
So anything you need, we can get it. We don't have it all here, but we got a lot in stock.
So like these chairs right here, how much is a set of these chairs, man? These things.
I mean, chairs can run anywhere from, you know, some of the folding Adirondack chairs are only $400 or $500 a piece. And it goes up
those
from
fold?
There. Just depends on. Yep, those are folding.
Oh, cool.
So just depends on how much money you want to spend.
I'm thinking these will look good by my pool.
So
I like these, buddy. What's the history on Hebron, man?
So the Hebron's been around since 1904. Our actual brick plant is still in Hebron, North Dakota. That's where we get our name. Our facilities out there. That's where all our regular brick. Everything is still made.
Wow.
I've been here for 26, 27 years. Phenomenal company to work for. The products and the stores we've added over the last 5-10 years is just amazing.
And the products have become so easy to work with.
Yep.
They really have. So let's say somebody buys one of these beautiful pergolas here. Is this something a do-it-yourselfer could put together?
We can do it two ways. So these kits that we've got, they literally come pre-cut, pre-stained, all the hardware, all the drawings. You take it off the pallet. If you're pretty handy, go ahead and put it together yourself. If it's something you don't want to tackle, you call us. We have a guy. He'll come out.
Well, yeah, I know a guy.
We got a guy. We'll have him come out, put it together for you, and you don't have to mess with it. So either way.
So can you get them in many different sizes?
Yeah. So all one of the – I mean, everything you see in our display, we've got one size up, but it probably comes smaller or bigger.
Okay.
Whatever fits in your backyard, we can do it.
Oh, that's fantastic. How long does it take to get one of these?
Oh, we could get a new pergola kit in probably less than a month.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's fantastic, dude. What a great turnout. What a night, folks. You got to come out here. This is a family-friendly event, so you can bring the kids out here.
Come and hang out.
Come hang out. The weather is fantastic. There's just a nice light breeze, so when the sun comes out from behind a cloud, that breeze keeps you nice and cool. It's not over the top.
Jay's finally sitting in the shade, so we're good now.
Yeah, I like being in the sun. Music out here, the 60s guys. I don't think they've taken a stage yet, have they?
Nope, pretty soon.
Okay, pretty soon they're going to hit the stage.
Yep.
And again, we got to thank all the sponsors, Dan. I mean, this
would not have happened with a lot of help from a lot of great people.
Yeah, the Groundworks and the Malt family, big thank you to them. Also, Brutus Brickhouse, CI Apparel. Yeah, boy, CI Apparel, there's free commemorative
free
T-shirts.
Come and get a T-shirt.
And they're really nice. They're very American red, white, and blue.
They're beautiful T-shirts.
They really are, and they're free.
Yep.
So they're free. We got tons of them. So, yo, what's the biggest you got?
Small through 3X. We got you covered.
Yeah, small through 3X. Also want to thank First International Bank and Trust. I've been with them for years. Magnum Electric. Also Precision Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Dirt Works. Swan. So Eagle Ridge Development, High Point Networks, and Valley Landscaping. So I got to ask you guys something. Is it like you guys just all out here all just try to one up each other with your buildings? I mean, it started with Harley Davidson and it just went crazy from there.
We're fortunate to have some pretty nice neighbors, all finished concrete.
Chad
Harley,
over there is
Magnum.
Just ridiculous.
Great neighbors.
Yeah.
We try and keep up with our neighbors, but it's all right.
It's nice. These buildings at nighttime, man, they are
all lit up.
They're nice. So, yeah, get out. If you need any kind of stonework, even if you need a landscaping rock.
Anything.
You guys have that, too. Is the landscaping rock in stock?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What's landscaping rock going for a yard? I know it varies on what you get. But
yeah, there's bulk rock. We've got flagstone, stepping stones, retaining wall, everything.
You got P-Rock out here?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. I need some P-Rock. All right, dude. Anything else? Anything else you want to hit?
Come on out. We're here till 7. It's a great night. It's all for the honor flight. It's beautiful out here. Come get some All Soggers food and have a good time.
Yeah, we're having a blast out here. And again, it goes till 7 o'clock. Real easy to find Hebron. Was it Christensen Drive?
901 Christensen Drive.
Yep. Again, you'll turn off
off of Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, there you go. I should know that. Turn off Cheyenne and just take the curvy road. Come all the way around it. And also, by the way, if you've got to park a distance, and you don't want to make that walk or camp, there's golf carts out here. Somebody will come get you.
We got two golf carts. We'll come pick you up, so don't worry about parking.
So what do they do if they come out here and they need a golf cart ride in?
We've been watching them. They'll come find you.
Okay, they'll come find you.
Yep.
They'll watch for you or put your arm up and they'll see you.
Just holler, yep.
They'll come pick you up and bring you right into the event. And, again, it's family-friendly. Family, bring the kids, bring the grandparents. And, again, this money is going to the Honor Flight to help our North Dakota, Minnesota veterans get to Washington, D.C. to see those memorials that were built
100%
in their honor.
To the honor flight, so it's pretty cool.
That is crazy. What's the story on that old Hebron truck there, pal?
It's a 52 International.
52, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. What's the story?
I bought that when I was in high
school. Oh, that's yours?
That's mine, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you've
I've owned it since about 1987, 1988. Just rebuilt the engine last year.
Wow. It's in beautiful shape.
Yep.
That thing is fantastic. And you got it when you come out here, man. That 1943 military half track.
That's pretty
thing
cool.
is
I don't even know much about it, but it's pretty neat.
I believe, because I met the gentleman over cruise night last week, and yep. I believe that that is out of Moorhead, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Nelson Farms, north of Moorhead.
Yeah, that thing is. And I wanted to film it for Rise. He's like, ah, that's just not TV worthy. I'm like, are you kidding me? That thing is cool, man.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. All right, brother. Well, I'll let you get back at it. And
hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for having us, man.
And everybody, just come on out. It's going to be a great night.
The food, delicious from All Saugers. And again, that's a free will donation. And Brutus Brickhouse is out here at the Beer Wagon. Yeah, the T-shirts are free as well. So come on out and help us raise money for our veterans for the Honor Flight. Thanks, brother.
Awesome.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. I'm trying to find, let's see, where is, I'm trying to find Josh, but I can't. Hey, Leah, get over here. All right. I'm looking for Josh, but I can't. Come on. Come on, 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 come on.
So we still got breaker issues?
Come on, you.
While Jay is doing that, by the way, that Brantley Gilbert ticket deal is completely active. It went live at 2:00. Go to WDAYRadioNow.com or AM1100TheFlag.com, and it is very easy. Once you get to the first homepage, you'll see a banner just under the top that says Home News Weather Sports. Click on it and get, for Jay's listeners, $29 general admission tickets to see Brantley Gilbert Saturday night at the Essential Health Plaza. The lights.
Wanda, we're on the damn radio.
There you go.
I'm going to holler at our sales gal. She works in radio.
Oh, it is on already.
She works in radio but doesn't understand how it works. She's just sitting here gabbing away. No clue
She's
what's
like,
going
don't
on.
Ruin it.
Good Lord. Yeah, those Brantley Gilbert, he's at the lights Saturday night, and again, tickets are $79 for the Brantley Gilbert concert, but for my listeners, you get them for $29 if you go to WDAYRadioNow.com or AM1100TheFlag.com. Click on, like Ronnie said, the Brantley Gilbert tab and get your tickets. You're going to save $50, and we're doing this until 5:00 tomorrow afternoon, unless we run out before that, but yeah, they got a hold of me and said, Jay, we want to do something for your listeners, man. So we're going to knock $50 off the price. How about that?
And then make sure if you are out there, go to the dive bar and get an All Saugers pizza.
Are they serving you guys pizzas out there, Josh?
They just stocked up. Yeah, they just stocked up with pizzas the other day. He was just telling me it's for that concert. So
that's fantastic. Wow.
Right.
Hey, how's Jamestown doing?
Been great. Yeah, we hit the ground running and haven't looked back, so it's been fun.
What are your hours in Jamestown?
Same as Fargo, 8 to 7 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 5 Sunday.
That's fantastic that you guys are open on Sunday.
Yeah.
That really is. That's because a lot of people are like, oh, the weather's nice, so I should run and get some. Oh, they're closed. No, you guys are not closed.
No, it's like our third biggest day of the week, it seems like. So.
All right. What are you guys doing for specials right now?
Well, we just have all of our all of our good brats on sale for $6.99 per pound.
The brat that I had earlier?
Yeah, $6.99 a pound.
And those things are massive. Those things are choke
on
moose.
They're over a third pound because I was weighing them the other day, and they were like 0.33. So, yes, they're huge. And they're juicy. And the skin isn't too bad on those, right?
Yeah, the skin, it's not that hard skin to bite through. It's just right.
Well, and people ask that. They're like, oh, do you have skinless brats? I'm like, well, really? I had some skinless brats the other day, and they were not that good.
Pretty good, actually.
But I mean, it's like, whatever. A brat is...
What's that, Ronnie?
Hal is on from Jamestown.
Oh, great. Hal, you're up. Jay Thomas Show. What's up, Hal?
Yeah, I'm just wondering why everybody calls it the Red River Valley when it's a lake plain.
What are you talking about?
There is no Red River Valley. There's a Agassiz Lake Plain is what it is geologically. Ronnie, there's no valley for the Red.
Ronnie, why do you – thank you.
I thought somebody had a question because you were just talking about Jamestown.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, you know. I mean,
Is he calling from the Brutus Brickhouse beer?
Well, I think there's a possibility that happened, yes. May have been sipping on some of Grandpa's old cough medicine. Yeah. But, you know, one of the cool things about Jamestown as well, the Jamestown Reservoir is right there. So for a lot of people, it's similar to if you were right in the Detroit Lakes vicinity, and that lakes package that All Soggers has is fantastic.
Well, and we're dropping a new bundle tomorrow.
What are you
dropping? A 4th of July bundle tomorrow.
Okay, so what is it?
Okay, I have to see everything that's on it now. It's going to be four ribeyes and
two bacon.
Okay. Yep. Four ribeyes, two old-fashioned hot dogs, the ones that we're serving here today, two of the old-fashions, two packs of hamburger patties, so there's four patties in each pack, one pizza, one dozen eggs, one package of hash browns,
Good Lord.
And the two bacon for $125.
Jeez, man.
It's over $150 value, and you're getting it for $125 all together at one time.
And that's all locations?
Yep. Yep.
How long are you doing that through 4th?
Yep, through the 4th of July. And we are open on the 4th just because we had some people that were willing to work, and they wanted to. So they're from 10 to 5. Josh has been there before doing paperwork on a 4th of July, and there's people. So we're like, well, might as well. Oh. If people are in town and they need somewhere to get some food, you know.
Ole and I were there last 4th, and I think we did $1,000 in
20
minutes.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose for that, you got people who are like, oh, man, I don't have enough.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have enough.
Or they didn't leave town.
Yeah.
Town, yeah.
Right.
I love it. All right. All right, guys. Anything else?
Is he kicking us off?
Yeah, he's kicking all of us off.
Where's my song?
He didn't know you were coming on. I grabbed you out of the blue.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to be on. I'm sorry. But we still got a whole segment yet, so, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just hang on.
Okay.
Every day, Josh?
I don't show up every day.
That boy, I don't blame it. Right. All right, more from Hebron Brick when we come back. Jay Thomas Show. Are you happy now, Princess? It's time for our main meat lady, Aaliyah. All Soggers Meats. And Josh, your boss.
I'm the boss. I'm just kidding.
Wait, isn't that a line, Ronnie, from Casino?
I think it is. I think it is, yeah.
Did I hear him say he's the boss? Maybe we might have to kick out of town.
Yeah, yeah. If it hair lips the governor, exactly.
Buddy. Yeah, we're at the Hebron Brick Supply and All Soggers Meats second annual salute to our veterans, raising money for Honor Flight for North Dakota, Minnesota veterans. And come on out. The weather's fantastic. All Soggers Meats out here serving up their delicious meat. We got the thin-skinned brats. We got the old-fashioned wieners. Those are kind of just snap.
Yeah.
And your pulled pork. Got chips. Got beverages. Brutus Brickhouse is out here with their big beer wagon, so you can get yourself a cold adult beverage. The 60s guys are now on the stage. They sound fantastic, actually. Mm-hmm. And also free commemorative T-shirts while they last. We still got a ton of T-shirts, courtesy of CI Apparel. Thank you guys for that. And they're very patriotic T-shirts. All Soggers Meats logo on the front, and on the back is the Hebron Brick logo. All done up in red, white, and blue. But this is part of the 250th celebration.
Yeah, I learned today, I guess it's, I just say America 250, and I'm sure everybody else does, but I guess it's semi-quincentennial is what.
Yeah, a bunch of people messaged me that yesterday because they thought I was going to try to say that. They're going to catch me. It's like, no, I'm not trying to say that.
Good job saying it, though, Ronnie.
And who are you showing off for?
Yeah, right.
My God, man. All right, what else is going on?
Well, like Ronnie was talking about before, too, we also have that Lake Day bundle.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, I can't remember everything that's in that. Two packs of buns, two packs of brats. You can either get the smoked brats or the fresh brats like we have here today. Two packs of burger patties. You get two pork links. Some eggs with that one as well, and some bacon, too.
Do you know, as you're talking, Josh is looking at you. This is basically a performance review you're getting.
Well, it is. It is, actually. We were just talking about it. It's a time for my review,
too. He's doing it right now.
Good.
So you better get these packages right.
Yeah.
And they better make money.
Right.
Hey, John, how did All Soggers start?
Well, we started about 5-6 years ago. We wanted to butcher our own beef and sell it. And that's how it all started. So we bought Audubon, and we've kind of gone from there.
Did you think it would take off? Like, I mean, you guys in what, 5 years? I mean, all these locations, and they're all doing fantastic.
They are. It was off to a slow start. We were feeding the payroll for about a year. Yeah. And then finally got veterans when we started that one. Then we finally got a good base going.
What do you think it's been that you've been able to open up all these locations? Is it just the part of the Maha movement, eating healthier, getting more protein in, the carnivore diets?
You know, I think Yellowstone helped us out a lot too.
You think so?
You know, I mean, just that the whole farm to fork thing and knowing where your meat comes from and everything like that.
So the meat that people get at Allsaugers, that's from your guys' ranch?
Most of it.
Most of it comes from there.
We can't keep up with all the steaks or anything, all that stuff. So we do buy local.
Okay. So how are your cattle fed then?
Well, they're fed local feed. So everything from sugar beets to potatoes to corn. I mean, anything hay, we grow all our own hay. Combine your own corn, things like that.
Wow, man. Yeah. How long have you guys been doing cattle?
We've been on the place since 1906.
Holy smokes, dude, really?
Yeah, I'm fifth generation. So
this is kind of like Yellowstone.
Well, did you see the picture that was posted on Allsaugers thing with him and his dad? That was cute.
Hey, where's the train station? I'm kidding, Rip.
He does kind of look like Rip now.
He does got the Rip look going. Outside Manoma. That's a good one, Ronnie. Man, 1906. How many head of cattle do you have?
Well, I don't want to. You better come out and help count that. So
that's a secret.
Is that a trade secret?
Yes. I found that out a couple of years ago when I was first on the show and I was saying something. I was like, oh, and they told me you can't be saying that. I'm like, okay.
It's a lot. I get it, man. So are you looking at more locations?
Well, we're looking at expanding again, yeah. So
really?
Yep.
Yeah. That's all you're going to tell us, aren't you? I'm going to have to – well, Jay, I'll tell you, but you'll have to sign a NDA.
Yeah.
You're going to sign an NDA, Jay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are
– That's like the thing now.
We got to get Jamestown up and going. I mean, Jamestown's going well, but we need help. And so if anybody out there is looking, we're hiring.
So what are you looking for?
We're probably looking for a meat cutter and some part-time help, something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Full-time for the meat cutter?
Full-time, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So how do they go
to our website and apply, or they can stop in, one or the other.
All right. Do they take good care of you?
Oh, yeah.
What else is she going to say?
She's got to
say. Yeah, she's got to say.
Well, look at my vehicle, you know. I'm just kidding.
All right, guys. Anything else? Anything else we need to get
out
there?
Well, just a reminder again that we're going to have that Stars and Stripe 4th of July bundle. So it's $150-some worth of meat for $125 tomorrow through the 4th of July.
And then Saturday we're having a cookout in Audubon.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we're having $5 brats and chips and then $4.99 ground beef all day in Audubon.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they have the Audubon days going
Audubon
on.
Days.
So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Same brats that you're serving here.
Same brats.
Those things are fantastic, man.
They are.
They are amazing. And
yes.
What's the one that Alex and I get that I love? Is it the
pineapple jalapeno?
Oh my God, those are good. Holy cow.
I know. And you liked the Philly last year because we had the Philly here last year.
Philly's
you really
good,
liked
yeah.
that one too. Yeah.
But
that is my favorite. That's the first brat I ever had before I even started working here. And I was like, these brats are fantastic.
So what did you do before Allsaugers? Were you in the meat business before or what?
I've done a lot of things. I used to work at Costco. I used to be a nurse before that.
You were a nurse?
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
From nursing to meat.
Yeah, right. It's like the same thing.
She was telling the doctors what to do there, though.
Yeah. That's why she's not a nurse anymore. Yeah,
right.
Is that what you're saying, Josh?
Right.
All right, guys.
So we're open Monday, is that what you want, the hours?
Yeah, give me the hours.
Okay. So veterans were open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 10 to 5 on Sundays. Timber Creek were open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday, 10 to 5. Breckenridge were open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5. Audubon is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep.
And close is the same hours as veterans. So Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then Sunday, 10 to 5.
Hey, what is it you guys cannot keep in stock?
bacon a lot of times.
Bacon was number one last week. Ribeyes were good.
Yeah.
We've really kicked them off now.
So. Yeah, actually, our ribeyes were our number one at most of our stores this week.
The old-fashioned hot dogs have really been hot,
too.
Oh,
Alex, absolutely. She loves them things. Oh, my God.
Well, the cheddar, we have the cheddar and the original ones, yeah. And they're fantastic. I love those cheddar ones.
Yeah, she absolutely loves them things, man. How's the cowboy candy holding up?
We're getting some new in
Friday, I think.
I can't believe how fast you guys go through that stuff.
Getting sent to Audubon because they have some for Audubon Days tomorrow or on Saturday.
That stuff is so good. If you put it on a piece of toast with peanut butter and instead of jelly, you put cowboy candy on there. Oh,
Josh thinks ketchup is spicy, so he doesn't try the cowboy candy.
Wait a minute. Really? You think ketchup is spicy?
It's Norwegian.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay. All right, guys, I'll let you get back at it. Oh, I need to take some of those home for Alex. So,
right, we'll get you a little take-home box. There are some downstairs.
Very easy to apply to the current job openings as well. You go to allsoggermeats.com, mm-hmm. Just scroll to the bottom of the page, and there is a tab you can click on to apply if you'd like to work in Jamestown. They're looking.
There you go.
Appreciate that.
That easy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Ronnie's on top of everything.
I know, man. He's so great.
As is Alex. Yeah. Alex just sent me a message, too. Hey, make sure you bring me home. Yeah. Pork. Yes, honey. Yes, we will.
And I'm partial to the Steak Me Home tonight, package. There's a ton of bundles on your webpage, but
Steak Me Home tonight?
Yeah, $229, four ribeyes, 12 to 14 ounce, four New York strip, 10 to 12 ounce, four tenderloin steaks, 5 to 6 ounce. And 8 pounds of ground beef.
Wow. The other one that's been flying off the shelves lately is the high steaks bundle. Do you have that one pulled up there?
I do. $4.99, 8 ribeyes, 16 ounces, 2 chuck roast, 3 pounds, 8 sirloin, 12 to 14 ounce, and 25 pounds of ground beef.
Wow.
Right.
That's right.
Holy smokes. Do you sell a lot on – oh, no, that's just a special online – would it be too hard to keep up with demand doing like – these other companies do where you can sell online so people anywhere in the country can buy your meat.
That's coming. We're just,
is it?
Yeah, we're going to roll it out here probably in September.
Holy smokes, dude.
Yeah, we already do send to people. There's people that call us from all around the country and stuff and want beef sticks. They want our steak bundles. Josh goes to Arizona for some
R&R,
training.
Get away from you.
No, it's actually like some, I don't know, whatever training it is. And the guys there love our jerky and love our steaks and stuff.
Oh, the jerky's fantastic.
So then we freeze them and then we can mail them. So
you're going to do the mail order thing, huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, dude, that's big time.
Right.
Wow.
We've actually
So how do you do it? Just dry ice it and ship it off?
Yeah, sell it froze and then dry ice it.
Yeah.
And then thanks to Warehouse Wonders, they're helping us with the shipping and stuff. Since they ship so much, we're working with them, and then, yeah.
Another Yellowstone thing. I mean, you see the Taylor Sheridan Ranch. They talk at the end of that show that season about shipping your beef off in boxes, and that's a wave of the future, selling your beef online.
Oh, my little inside baseball. I'm sorry, folks.
Oh, no, that's all right. That's all right.
I'm not apologizing to you, Ronnie.
Oh, okay.
Good thing it's not on video.
Oh,
just
man.
Kidding.
Well, it is right up there. Where?
No, it isn't.
Kidding. All right.
Me and Josh both look.
What's that?
I said me and Josh both look. I'm just kidding. They've got like closed circuit television going on.
Hey, we're coming up on 5 o'clock. There's still two more hours of this community picnic party. How are you guys holding up on Chow?
We're good, and the parking is getting a ways away, but they got shuttles running.
Yep, so. Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you brought that up again. Shuttles are running, so if you pull up here and go, oh, my God, we're going to have to park 8 blocks away, don't worry about it because we got two golf carts courtesy, I believe it's from All Seasons. They're running up and down, just keeping an eye on everybody. So if you pull in and you want to ride up here, just kind of raise your hand. They'll see you, and they'll come get you, and they'll give you a ride up into the main party area. Oh, good Lord. All right. I don't know how you deal with her, pal. All right. Anything else, brother?
I think you've covered a lot of it, yeah.
All right. Well, it's exciting, man, that you're going to do this mail order thing. Wow.
Yeah, it's coming. We could be ready now, but we got to be able to keep up with demand. So,
and if I'm asking any trade secrets, I can't answer, but I got to believe that you've talked to other companies to figure out how to do this.
Yeah, yeah. The hardest thing was getting the right packaging and the right freeze. So we've been shipping all over the nation, like in the summer when it's hot, to make sure everything stays froze.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing, is to get good product on the other end.
And so how quick are you going to be able to get product?
Second day air.
Really?
Is what we have to do, yeah.
Okay, because I know that's what, like, Alex and I, like, we'll get Lou Malinati pizzas from Lou Malinati's through Gold Belly. And it's amazing how fast, and they come in dries, but it's amazing how fast that stuff can get to you.
It is, yeah. We bought a dry ice machine, so we make our own right there. So that,
oh, there
that
you
helps.
Go.
Just do it on demand.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on that, man. That's
thanks.
Pretty cool news. All right, brother, I'll let you get back at it. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. All right, Jay Thomas Show time now is, it's almost time to get out of here, isn't it? 4:50. Again, the party picnic, it is going on till 7 o'clock tonight. And, man, do we have a crowd out here, Ronnie. This is crazy. But the weather's, it's just, the weather's been fantastic. It will continue to be fantastic for the rest of the night. So,
yeah, here, they're selling raffle tickets for that golf cart, the Adirondack chair set, the commemorative rifle.
Oh, I saw it, too. They brought it around here earlier.
Looks fantastic,
Henry,
doesn't it?
That Henry rifle is gorgeous, man. But what rifle? What rifle isn't? All right, we're going till 7 o'clock tonight at Hebron Brick Supply out here in West Fargo on Christensen Drive. We're right next door to All Finished Concrete, just down from Harley-Davidson. It's the second annual Hebron and All-Soccer Salute to Service Community Picnic. And, again, this benefits North Dakota, Minnesota Veterans Honor Flight, and we love doing this. For the food, it's just a free will donation. And again, being served up, pulled pork, brats, the old-fashioned hot dogs, chips. We got water out here. The beer wagon is out here provided by Brutus Brick House. And live music right now. They're on stage, the 60s guys. They sound fantastic. And a lot of cool old vehicles out here. The 1943 Army half-track vehicle, fully restored, gorgeous. The 52 Hebron Brick International pickup truck. West Fargo Fire Department's out here with the old 40s vintage fire truck Jeep. The old police car is out here. And I don't know if there's, I can't remember if there's anything else. A lot of really nice motorcycles out here, actually. So come on out, bring the family. The weather, again, I can't stress it enough. It is absolutely perfect. And come celebrate and honor our local veterans. It's a blast. We're having a good time, pal.
Earlier call, Jay, just to fact check a little bit. I did look up information on the geological features of the Red River Valley. So
yeah.
Turns out, we are 100% right by calling it the Red River Valley, and here's why.
Okay.
It is a historically and geographically correct name for the region spanning eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Why it fits. The region is distinctive, nearly featureless, and extremely flat plain, was formed by the deep water basin of the prehistoric, what Hal mentioned, Glacial Lake Agassiz, and drained into the Red River of the North. So as a result, by referring to the Red River Valley, it is correct in referring to the region. That's why people call it the Red River Valley.
Get you some of that, Hal.
There
get you some
go.
Of that. Ronnie's always fact-checking. He even fact-checks me.
Yeah.
By the way.
You never pay attention when
I
fact-check
true.
You.
Yeah, exactly. That's just so, get out of here with that.
Yeah.
That's my answer when I know I'm wrong. Get
right.
out of here with
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
Free commemorative T-shirts, too. Thank you, CI Apparel, for these gorgeous commemorative patriotic T-shirts. And again, they're free, small all the way to triple X. And also want to thank Groundworks for their support. Also, the Mullet family. Also, Brutus Brickhouse, CI Apparel, First International Bank and Trust, Magnum Electric, Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Groundworks, Swanston Equipment, Eagle Ridge Development, High Point Networks, and Valley Landscaping. That wraps it up for me, but the party goes till 7. I believe Tim Flackle's in tomorrow, right?
No, it's Patrick Kirby tomorrow.
Oh, my buddy Patrick Kirby. All right. Patrick's back in the lineup. Fantastic.
Yes.
All right, I got to go to Horace tomorrow. I'll go do some filming. I'm going to go look at a beautiful Mustang, a couple hot rods, I believe an El Camino, too. And a gentleman just stopped up here and said he's got an old 1960s camper that is all original. So I'm going to have to go check that out, too. All right, folks, you have a great evening. If you're listening on the flag stations, you got Mark Levin here on DAY. You got 90 Minutes of Valley News Live. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.